North Korea today defended its move to resume work at 3 banned nuclear facilities, saying they're needed for energy and not as sources of fuel for nuclear weapons. In a moment, we'll have a conversation on whether the bar has dropped over the possible use of nuclear weapons. But first, NPR's Eric Weiner is on the line with us from Seoul, South Korea, where there's been a large public reaction to North Korea's moves this week and to the presence of U.S. military troops in the South. Eric, first, what's the latest now on North Korea's nuclear weapons program? Are they carrying out their threat to restart the plutonium enrichment program?
Well, Jackie, according to the North Koreans, that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, they've asked the International Atomic Energy Agency, which has been monitoring this plutonium site, to remove the cameras and the monitoring equipment and to basically allow North Korea to regain access to this site. Now, as you say, they claim it is only for civilian purposes. But we're talking about plutonium here as opposed to uranium, and my understanding is that plutonium can be converted into a nuclear weapon much more rapidly than uranium. So this new program, this new development, really represents an escalation of what has been a tit-for-tat crisis over the past few weeks.
How worried is South Korea that this could escalate into a military confrontation?
Well, I mean, people here are always worried about North Korea. Sitting here in Seoul, we're only about an hour's drive from the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, and people here are well aware of the fact that North Korea has thousands of pieces of artillery trained on this city. But to be honest, I think people here do not expect this particular crisis to escalate at this time into a military confrontation. They know that the U.S. knows that the stakes are simply too high to strike out at this time against North Korea in a military manner.
You've been reporting this weekend, Eric, on the tens of thousands of demonstrators in the streets there over the acquittal of two U.S. soldiers and the deaths of two South Korean schoolgirls. There were also U.S. diplomats there last week. Any signs that this anger is likely to subside?
Not as far as I can see out on the streets. In fact, yesterday here, some 50,000 South Koreans, mainly college students, marched in front of the U.S. Embassy. They want to see these soldiers retried, this time in a South Korean court. They're also demanding a public apology from President Bush. We've seen these kinds of anti-American protests in South Korea before, but this seems to be of a new intensity than previous times. And the protesters say they're not about to back down. They're going to continue to make their claim that the soldiers be retried, and some of them want to see the U.S. troops simply get out of South Korea entirely.
South Korean voters are going to the polls on Thursday. How is this all likely to affect the election?
Well, it seems the number one issue is not only the American troop presence, but also the latest nuclear shenanigans, if you will, from North Korea. That's a big issue here, and the two candidates have two very different ideas about how to deal with it. One candidate from the ruling New Millennium Party wants to continue the so-called sunshine policy, basically talking to North Korea, continuing to talk no matter what they do. Well, another candidate wants to take a much harder line, wants to basically insist that North Korea hold up its end of the bargain, and if they don't, well, that's it. They want to cut off the financial aid that North Korea has been receiving from the South.
Just for a moment before we say goodbye, Eric, I guess there was a movie review out of North Korea about the new James Bond film.
Ah, yes. Two thumbs down from North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The movie's called Die Another Day. I confess I did not see it, but apparently there's a scene where James Bond is tortured by North Korean agents, and North Korea has come out with this review, and I quote, they say that this is a dirty and cursed burlesque aimed to slander the Korean nation. Suffice to say, it will not be playing at a theater in Pyongyang anytime soon.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Anytime, Jackie.